Then what happens to you?
Well, I had fallen in love. We were engaged to be married, and we were married in October. We both graduated in June of 1953, and we were married October the 2nd or 3rd. I can't remember which. I think it's the 3rd. I hope my wife doesn't hear this. We were married here in Tulsa.
Your wife's name?
Margaret Alice Stanley.
How did you meet?
We met at school through our fraternities and sororities. Both our fraternities and sororities were very close. She and I began dating by accident, and the problem was she was pinned to a fraternity brother of mine who was in the service. So as our relationship became more serious, I became more concerned about that. And she said, well, I don't want to write and tell him. She said, he will be here in February, and I will tell him then. So he came, stayed in the fraternity house. After he left, I called her. I said, well, did you get things worked out? And she said, I didn't have enough nerve to. I said, well, then I think our relationship needs to taper off. And she said, I agree. So Valentine's Day was coming up, and I bought her a pair of large silver ring earrings, but I only gave her one with this note: Margaret's only half mine, for she is Andy's too. So until the proper time, a half Valentine will do. She sent back the pen immediately.
Very good. That really worked for you, didn't it? So you're married, and then where do you decide to settle down?
I spent my first year working for an architect in Shawnee. I had graduated without any experience in an architect's office. The going rate for someone of that status was $1.50 an hour. So that's what I made when I worked in Shawnee. We did work 44 hours a week. We were married in October. In December or January, we discovered that Margaret was pregnant. We had no insurance, but we made it. She spent a week in the hospital at Shawnee, and years later, when we were cleaning out things, she discovered the bill for the doctor and the hospital was $300. So we had our first son in Shawnee, John Brooks Jr.
And then, as long as we're talking about children, how many children did you have?
We have six children. We have four girls and two boys. And I jokingly say each one of them was a complete surprise.
Did any of them take up your work?
None of them wanted to be an architect or marry an architect. So, no.
We won't go there. Huh? In Shawnee, you rent an apartment there more than likely.
We rented the little mother-in-law's wing on a house that they had built for their mother-in-law. It was a little one-bedroom. We thought, oh, it'll be fun to move to Shawnee because it's a college town. Well, it's Oklahoma Baptist, and the Baptists didn't have much entertainment there. So one weekend, we would drive to Tulsa and stay with Mike's family. And then the next weekend, we would go to Ponca City. But we'd always stop in Stillwater and visit friends. So it was a good year.
So you were there then for a year in Shawnee. Then what happens?